Hello and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My passion is to write about events that happen in life and change everything for those involved, as well as those caught up in the maelstrom. I want my characters to sit at your side, steal your attention, and sweep you up into their story. Stories that will bring tears to your eyes, have you laughing out loud, and sometimes what they share with you will stay in your heart for a very long time. My books are available in Kindle or in paperback and all available from Amazon. When not writing, I talk to amazing and fabby peeps. Today I am delighted to be talking to Paul Smith. Paul is behind the Yorkshire Writers site promoting Yorkshire authors. Paul is also a published writer and creates beautiful limited edition greeting cards from original art. So please sit back and enjoy meeting my wonderful guest and finding out a little bit about Paul. Good morning, Paul. Wonderful to see you. And it's great you've taken time to have a chat with me on our podcast. I know you are a very, very busy person on lots of different fronts, but today particularly we're going to talk about PYA. Can you tell me a little bit about what PYA stands for?
Yeah, PYA is Promoting Yorkshire Authors. So the clue's in the name, really. We recognise the ancient writings of Yorkshire as Yorkshire. And anybody who's got a strong connection to the ancient county of Yorkshire, we allow to join. Generally, it's people who are either already authors or who have aspirations to be an author. And what we try and do is, it's the old phrase is we're stronger together. So we try and help each other to get our books to market. We've all got different skills, different services available. And I mean, I've got the Wise Grey Owl site, which does promote books around the world. But other people have all kinds of other skills that they can bring to the party. There's a Books and Beverages, which has nothing to do with promoting Yorkshire authors. And yet, there's lots of PYA members are involved in that. And it's a good thing. We don't mind who we work with as long as we can get Yorkshire authors and their books to market. That's the idea.
And I know because I follow you on your Facebook and other media, and you do lots of book fairs with your Yorkshire authors. And you've also, I know last year you did a leaflet which promoted a number of the books which Yorkshire authors have had published.
Yes, we did a catalogue, and I've got to say it was quite a challenging thing to get together, but it was very professionally produced in the end and all done with volunteers. Our members paid a little bit to get into it because we printed about 10,000 copies of it, which went all the way around Yorkshire, and we've got 5 left, so I think the must be in the hands of lots of people. And also we updated our website so that people could enter a quick code to go and buy the books. It's difficult to say whether it generated more sales or not. I think it did. Certainly the number of hits on the website went up quite a lot after we launched the catalogue. We've been talking about doing another one, but maybe making it a web only, because the printing is the biggest part of the cost. And we're finding that we're getting a lot of hits on the online catalogue on our website. So, that might be a way to go in the future. We haven't made any decisions yet. But
well, on that side, perhaps we'll have a chat later on, Paul, about the possibility of how you can do that, because I've been looking into how to promote my books, and I know I'm a member of your Yorkshire team, which I do get involved with, but not as often as I could, because I don't live in Yorkshire anymore, although I am originally from Bradford in West Yorkshire, so that's where my Yorkshire roots are.
Well, we do a lot of Zoom stuff as well. That's one thing the pandemic got right, actually. I think it allowed us to use Zoom as a way of getting our members together. We did sort of drop-ins to begin with when things were really dire in the pandemic, but we've kept it going. And the Writers Support Group, Children's Author Group, often are done on Zoom as well as our face-to-face. We're getting many more face-to-face. And you mentioned the book fairs. We've done 3 book fairs now. We've got another one at Christmas. The last one was in Wakefield. The next one's in Wakefield as well, at the Writing Centre there. They've been very
supportive. What date is the one in Wakefield to come? What date?
2nd of December. It's a Saturday. We'll be there from 10 till 4:30. And obviously, a bit of a Christmas push too. But the Wakefield one, the Writing Centre themselves have been incredibly supportive. Great team there. They helped us out a lot to get the show on the road. And they've been very supportive for a Christmas one too. So, you know, we like to be reciprocal on this.
Yeah, and I do see you not only do the book fairs, but you do an awful lot of, again, via Zoom, support groups. So people can talk to each other and help each other, particularly with storylines and editing and everything else regarding writing and publishing a book.
Yeah, the one that we do most regularly, twice a month, is the writer's support group. And the idea is that we choose a theme and then we take 10 minutes out in the meeting to write a short piece on the theme. Helen Johnson, who hosts it, she gives some ideas, some tips on how to write in the particular theme. And it's surprising what you can write in 10 minutes. It's surprising what you can learn from others as well. I think that's the important bit about the support group. I would say my writing has got better since I started getting involved in the support groups. I'm sure other people have as well. And it forces you to write outside of your own genre, which is good. We have a sort of summer. We've got one coming up next week, Monday and Wednesday of next week. And it's our summer flash fiction. So we take all the stuff that we've learned during the year and write a less than 1,000 words and then read it out at the meeting. It's unusual. We don't normally have homework, if you like, for the session. We normally do everything within the session. And everybody's story will be completely different. It'll be fantastic. And even against the theme, everybody's story is quite different.
And we've also...
We've also joined up with Thirsk Right Now, which Helen Johnson is also involved in. And that runs every 2 weeks. And that's where you bring a story to a theme to that and read it out. You get some really constructive feedback. And that also is quite good because it broadens your writing skills.
And I think what is also great about what your PYA does, it brings authors together. And it also encourages people to read your books as well, because it brings readers into your group in terms of that they learn from local authors, read local authors' books. And that in itself is a good way of promoting Yorkshire authors as well.
Absolutely. I've often said that there are as many different kinds of readers as there are writers, and that writers are not really in competition with each other, because all you can expect from a reader is maybe, if you're really lucky, a couple of weeks of their time, sporadically, a couple of weeks of their time, and then they'll move on to another book. And if what we do helps them to read another Yorkshire-based book or a Yorkshire author's book, then that's great. You know, that's what we want. And we shouldn't see our members as in competition with each other, because they're not. You know, yet they might be at a book fair where they're all trying to sell a few books, but in general, they're not.
No, because as you say, readers, as you know, I ran Chill Awards, and some readers will read every genre and other readers will stick to their genre. You never know. And what one reader thinks is a fantastic book, another reader said, well, it wasn't for me, but... But it's nice that you have such a variety of genres in your group. How many members do you have, Paul?
Well, I should have that at the end of my fingers, but I don't. But the last time I looked, it was about 400. And we've had, in the last week, we've had, I think, 12 new members join. It seems to be the more that we were out there doing stuff, the more people get interested in joining. And some people, you know, some have joined because they're starting their writing journey. And some are doing it really in order to promote their books or their website or their podcast. And that's okay too, you know. We're a collection of both readers and writers, really.
So if anybody has got any association with Yorkshire and would like to join your group, either to be participate or just show off their books, how do they get in touch with you, Paul?
They go to our website. That's it's www.p-y-a.org, and just click the join us link, and then the process will kick in then.
Right, so to join you, you can be a reader or you can be a writer. The only thing you ask is you have to have roots within Yorkshire.
Roots in Yorkshire. You don't have to live in Yorkshire, but you have to have some roots in Yorkshire. You know, a family
some
there.
Some affiliation with the wonderful Yorkshire, yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. Now, Paul, I know this takes up an awful lot of your time, but one of the other things, I know you're also a writer, but one of the things that has caught my eye of late is your beautiful sketches.
Yeah, I do that to relax, actually, because life can be a trial sometimes. And I do it to relax. And I've started, people kept saying to me, why don't you make some cards out of this? And I thought, oh, no, they're not good enough for that. And then somebody asked me to do some illustration. And I said, I'm not good enough for that. But actually, they look all right. And
I absolutely. Thought, well, I love your dog. And I believe you've lost the dog, sadly. And yes, your dog and cat. The cards you are actually promoting at the moment, absolutely beautiful.
Well,
and I
you.
Know they're available. Can you tell me how people can see these lovely illustrations? And I know they can buy some of them, can't they, Paul?
Yes, they can. And if you go onto my main website, which is www.wisegreyowl.co.uk, and the grey is the English spelling, G-R-E-Y, wisegreyowl.co.uk, you'll see there's a shop. Icon at the top of the screen. If you click on that, you'll be able to see them. In September, I've got a new collection coming out. There's a seascape collection there at the moment, but I've got a new Yorkshire collection coming up, which I've taken from photographs that I've taken around Yorkshire. We have a camper van and we quite often go out into Yorkshire for a few days and just somewhere remote. And some of the scenery, as you know, in Yorkshire is just stunning. You know, I mean, I've been all the way around the world and I've trekked in all kinds of far-flung places, but Yorkshire beats them all. The only one that I think comes close is Nepal, and only because there's more of it, and maybe New Zealand.
Well, you're a well-travelled man, Paul. But I know we do talk about the podcast being about 15, 20 minutes, but if you still want to have a little chat about your writing, we can do that as well, because you are a multi-talented person and you bring a lot to other people. And this podcast is about you, what you do. And let's talk about your writing as well.
Okay. I kind of jump around in my genres, really. My first serious book, and I actually wrote this in my own name, was a book called A Question of Resistance. And it's two perspectives. And it's a book about a couple of young men in their late teens, who slip through a rift in time and end up in occupied France, and then the story is about how they adapt to wartime situation and how they get involved in the resistance, and it's all based upon the things that actually happened in France at that time. And then there's another person who also slipped through time at a different time, and he takes a completely different path, and he moves towards the German side. He's a nuclear scientist, which makes it people want to stop him from creating a bomb which might change the basis of the war. That was the very first one I wrote, and it's probably my bestseller still. It's the only one I've written.
And the title?
A question of resistance.
A question of resistance, two perspectives. And is it written under Paul Smith, or do you have
it a is.
Pen
it's
name?
It's the only one that I've written in my own name. I then wrote some fantasy, a six-part fantasy series under Joseph Murphy James. And Joseph Murphy James I use for my fantasy and children's, because I have something on the YouTube, which is Grandpa Joe's Bedtime Stories, which I started during the pandemic for my grandkids, really, so that at least I could keep in touch. And so I use Grandpa Joe, which is Joseph Murphy Jones, for the children's books. And then I was in Harrogate Writers Circle for quite a while, and I wrote something at Christmas time about a mythical village in Yorkshire called Haythwaite. And then I wrote another piece at around about midsummer for this fictitious village. And they said to me, why don't you write a novel in this? There's enough here for you to write a novel. And I thought, oh, well, I might. And that novel ended up as a trilogy. And because the genre is so different, I decided I'd use a female name, Annie Eileen Rogers, which is a family name.
We've now got Paul Smith, and we've got
Joseph Murphy James.
Joseph and Murphy then, James.
Yes, they're all family names. And then Annie Eileen Rogers.
Annie Eileen Rogers. So, listeners, I hope you're taking all this in, because these books are all by the same hand, but with three different names.
And they're quite different genres, quite different styles in all three, which is why I chose a different pen name for each of them. The Hathwaite trilogy is about the village, the town, this small town of Hathwaite. And I think it's got a lot of humour in it, got a lot of pathos, quite a lot of strong Yorkshire characters in it, which is what I liked. And it starts with four seasons of Hathwaite, and then it goes on to Hathwaite and the Ghost Train, and then Farewell to Hathwaite. So as you can tell, Farewell to Hathwaite means there aren't going to be any more. That's the end of the trilogy.
Paul, wonderful. When we decided we'd have a little chat, I knew it was going to be very interesting, because there's lots of things to talk about. And certainly on your PYA, which I know you give enormous amount of time to making sure it runs smoothly and helps many people. But it's nice to also talk about your lovely illustrations, because they really are beautiful. And I hope listeners will take a look at those as well. And it's nice to talk about your writing as well, because one thing I have noticed, Paul, you don't actually do a lot of promoting on your writing. Well, it's not as visible as your PYA, that's for certain.
No, that's true. That's true. And my wife often says that sometimes you ought to take a day out and promote your own stuff.
Well, you know what they say about the cobbler's shoes, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Indeed.
The worst shot. Paul, it's been an absolute delight talking to you and, you know, learning so much about your writing as well. And I'm glad we managed to talk about the illustrations. That was great.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
It's been lovely. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me, Paul. And we'll catch up very soon. Take care.
Okay. Bye for now.
Thank you, Paul. It's been wonderful talking to you. And I hope you lovely listeners enjoyed meeting Paul too. You can find out more about the many activities Paul is involved with from his website, https://wisegreyowl.craftersmarket.uk, and also find out more about promoting Yorkshire authors from https://p-y-a.org. And of course, you can find Paul's books on Amazon under the name Paul Smith, Joseph Murphy James, and Annie Eileen Rogers. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. And of course, you can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarclay.podbean.com or on Spotify. As with all my podcasts, you are more than welcome to share them with your family and friends. I do hope you will. And finally, don't forget you can find out more about me on my website, paulinebarclay.co.uk. Until we meet again, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. See you again soon. Ta-ta for now.